Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Hello.
Rated R. Okay, Rated R Radio coming to you with your host Statutory Ray, and today's special guest host Chuck U. Fatty.
Hola, hola, hola.
Fatty. We're trying to connect Ray right now, so you're going to introduce the show today. Okay, so it's going to be a train wreck, but I think the people expect train wrecks on this show.
That's pretty much true. So go ahead and start.
Well, dude, we're on the air. What do you mean go ahead and start? We started when I introduced the show.
See? Well, there you go. It's already a train wreck. Let's go ahead and fix this train wreck.
Okay, Fatty, shut up. Ray's here. So now we got the real host on. All right, Ray, I tried to let Fatty host the show. He didn't even know what he was doing. So,
what did he say?
He's no longer
did
hosting.
Did he give the intro? Did he do the,
like,
welcome to Radio Radio,
no, he,
coming to you every
Monday
through Friday?
He didn't do any of that crap.
During peak hours.
He said, are we on? Did we start?
Home of the Spurs.
He said, is this show live? Am I on the air?
I'm doing the whole show from the shitter.
Nice.
Like that.
Is that why you're late?
Wait, ready? You want to start it over? Here, ready? Play. Since you didn't download the music, Will, you're going to have to sing the music. Ready? Set, one, two, three, go.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Chuck
E.
Fatty.
No, not the Chuck E. Fatty song. That's the Chuck E. Fatty song, dude. Do the beginning of the show song. Do the beginning of the show song. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three.
Yeah. Hey, shut up, Fatty. I'm doing this.
Oh, okay.
You're messing up my guitar solo. There you go.
No, you gotta do it like official, man. You gotta Blog Talk Radio, and then do, and then you gotta do the. Live from whatever, however you had it recorded, dude. Go for it, do it.
Live from Ray Shitter.
I can't play like guitar and announce at the same time.
Well, here, you know what, dude? It sounds like Fatty had it. So, Fatty, you play the music. Will you get ready to give the intro? Ready? One, two, three, go.
You know, we already did the intro like 5 minutes ago, bro.
But, well, we're trying to. Actually, we didn't give an official intro. That's why we're trying to get into the intro. So give me the music.
Oh.
Cue the music, Fatty. Will, you take the.
Fuck, it sounds like Game of Thrones.
You do sound like Game of Thrones. Hey, another thing that was not popular or on the last time we had a show.
I thought we were going with the intro. What happened to the intro? Do the intro.
Fatty, stop. He won't. Dude, you got to keep repeating it so I can talk over you, dummy.
What is this? He's going to do it. Okay, ready? No, hold on. You didn't wait until I said go. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three, go.
Live from San Antonio, Texas, it's Rated R Radio with your host, Statutory Ray.
And.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Chuck, you fatty.
No, you're not even part of the beginning credits, dude. You're like at the end.
Wait, I was here first. You're in the shitter.
What do you mean you were here first? You were here first when you were here first.
He was here, Ray, but then he did such a bad job of co-hosting that I canceled him out, and I just pretended that never happened.
But when was he here first? When I mean here, present in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's true, Fatty. Ray's older than us.
See? No, I'm not older. I became aware way before y'all ever became aware. Do you remember when y'all became aware? 27.
What, about 14 years ago?
Dude, there's a picture of you taking a picture of you on your birthday, dude, in the background. So you're that old, dude.
So I was the man in the mirror.
Exactly. You are so old. There's a picture of old you taking a picture of baby you, dude.
Oh, okay. You got to read into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. It's like a thought-provoking put down. Dude. You got to think about it. Like you actually loop over time because you're so old.
Thank you. like a backwards hand compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, only physicists get that put down. Only physicists get it, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like there's like somewhere right now, like over at some kind of Texas Institute, they just happen to come across this, right, and they're listening and they're laughing. They're laughing big time. They're like, oh.
Oh, that's that theory.
That's how they laugh.
How? Oh.
Do you think it's like the Texas Institute of Gastroenterology?
Yeah, something like that, where they're making black holes. That one place where you used to drive by, remember you used to drive by on the road, you used to see all the monkeys? And your dad used to say, your uncles live there, your cousins. But you found out that was a place where they were, like, testing. Yeah, they were testing, like deadly viruses that you didn't even know. And you wonder why you got a cough when you would drive by.
And
well, you
see the smoke coming up from the smoke stacks and think it was AIDS coming out of there.
Oh, dude, was that like a monkey? That was like a monkey concentration camp.
The monkey.
It was like, that's where they do it, the dead monkeys. They cremate them.
Oh, dude, Banana Schwitz.
How about the Texas Institute of Dermatology for your bad skin?
Oh, dude. Well, hey, you know what? However many monkeys had to, like, have their freaking skin boil just so that some girl could put on, like, a wrinkle-free cream, right? Make sure think about that next time they're putting on. Next time they're getting their fruities shampoo with extra volume.
I didn't connect the two.
You think about
the
it, right?
The next time they use cocoa butter?
Yeah, exactly. You're putting on your Caress, and you're thinking, man, this smells amazing. But there was, like, at least 17 monkeys that had all their hair fall out for the first fucking test with the stuff that didn't work.
Fuck.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my buddy Paul Pettis for letting me use his house as a studio tonight. So,
well, badass. You know, I want to give a shout out to monkeys that lost all their hair from the shampoo that they were.
And I want to give a shout out to the engineers at the Tech Institute that
laughed. Dude, they laugh. They laugh in, like, the real smart nerd dudes. They laugh in numbers. They write equations down. Crazy. All right.
I wonder what that would like sound like.
Give us
hold on. Like, hold on. So they wouldn't laugh from their mouths. They would just, like, grab a pencil and start furiously writing the numbers to show their laughing.
Yes, all of them, just numbers. Just a whole bunch of equations, and they would look at each other like, yeah, they would just agree.
How many primes they can write real quick?
Oh.
Who's the fastest to pi? 3.14.
There you go. They can solve problems. They get together and they solve problems. Drinking beers.
There you go. What kind of beers would you think engineers would drink? Would it be
And that's our show. Thank you very much for listening to Rated R Radio. You have yourself a nice night. Dum, 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 dum. I don't know, how does it go?
You've been listening to Rated R Radio, where if you can afford a rent, you can afford a mortgage.
There you go. Hey, Fatty, what did you say? What kind of beer do you think the nerds would drink?
What kind of beer do you think they would drink?
Wood, that woodchuck shit?
A cider?
Yeah, there you go. The hard cider, dude.
I think
No? Yeah, I mean.
The title of the show this week is My Dad's a Stripper and He's Pretty Good.
Oh, he is.
Okay.
And by
so
dad,
tell me about your. Tell me about your stripper dad.
Well, I'm. It's actually a metaphor for me. I don't even know if that means like that's right. Is it an analogy or a metaphor? What is it?
I would say an analogy.
It's not an analogy because you didn't say my dad's like a stripper. You just said
okay, that's true. Well,
I wasn't really good in English. What changes it? Like the word the or like?
Like.
What do you mean? You gotta sound like a California chick or something? Like my dad's a stripper, like that. It's where you put it, because if you put it at the beginning, then you do sound that good, right? If you say my dad liked a stripper, you're cool. But if you say like my dad a stripper, then that just changes the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very
so anyway, when I was down at the Go-Go Lounge, we needed some money. Had to eat. So I would plop a few quarters in every once in a while. Put my pasties on and made me a couple extra bucks.
Your pasties.
How big were your pasties?
Well, they were for my butt. No.
Dime.
Why would you put pasties on your butt? You wouldn't wear
underwear. You don't know my technique, see? You never got I made $27 a night.
27?
That would make you the world's worst stripper.
It's all like bragging. I made $27.35 a night. You're like, what the fuck is it? 35 cents coming in?
Hold on. Yeah, where did that change come from, bro? Where did they put the change?
At the Go-Go Lounge, they do have it. They have the girl. She's like stripping, and she has that little change thing where she just flicks it, and it comes out change. Because she dances for 50 cents a dance.
Well, I thought you only
you actually have to put your money into the change maker.
Gotcha.
Yeah, first 27. You have to put one quarter. You have to put one quarter into the machine to start the song, and then you pay her the other 75 cents.
Was it a wide variety of music?
No, it was like 3 albums, mainly the Doobie Brothers.
Oh God.
Leonard Skinner,
Doobie Brothers, and who else?
Best of Michael Jackson.
Nice.
That's good.
Do you
think that's when you're at the end? Like you're at the end when you were really best of albums on stage? Is that when? Like when you're on your fourth best of album? Like, have you ever seen like some artists have like a third, fourth, and fifth best of?
True.
One is called the best of, then it's the greatest hits, then it's the greatest best hits, and then it's hits.
And then the ultimate album. The ultimate greatest hits.
And then there's one called Thank You. Right.
Thank You is the tribute album.
Well, that's the one where everybody else is singing to your music, right?
Yeah, because you're dead. I thought we're doing a draft thing.
Right? You think you're at the end of your career whenever you're all dead and everything and they're playing your music? Oh. I think Prince is already at the end of his career, man.
Oh, shit.
So Ray, what's the theme this week besides AIDS monkeys?
Dude, the AIDS shampoo monkeys, freaking paleontologist physicists laughing. Oh, freaking. Let's see. Oh, also, Buzz Lightyear pillows.
Buzz Lightyear pillows.
Well, you know what, though? Like, everybody on the show didn't end up being able to make it, so it kind of threw off some of the other stuff we were going to do. We were going to have a football draft, which wasn't going to have anything to do with football. We were going to do a draft of, like, crazy, wild things.
What do you mean? You do it next time? Okay.
Yeah, because I already had some ideas, and it was good. It was funny. But if it's scripted, if you write it down, I think we're more off the cuff. You just make stuff up as you go. You're just like, that's a little bit more funny, man. But then again,
you got to have a plan.
You got to have a strategy.
You got to have an
strategy.
A strategy. And you know what? This will be the show where we find ourselves. Why don't we figure out who are we?
What is our objective?
No objective. Our objective is no objective. We're like Bruce Lee. We're the style of no style.
Okay. So what's our charter?
So then, never mind what I said then. Huh? This is what we're going to think about. This is what we're going to think about. Okay, first of all, let's think of a motto, a saying. If anybody calls in, maybe they can give it to us too, like we do when we have had people try and name our show and they give us all that kind of whacked out, fucked up shit.
Do we have any calls?
Our
right
motto
now?
is like Rated R Radio, better than herpes.
Okay. That's a plus.
Rated R Radio. Let me think. It beats dying. How about that?
It beats dying.
Rated R Radio.
Rated R Radio.
At least you're not in prison.
You're not deaf.
There you go. There you go. Four out of five hobos disagree.
What did you say, Fatty? What was yours?
I said, Rated R Radio. It's better if you're not deaf to listen to us.
Oh, yeah. That makes
there
sense.
You go.
Rated R Radio.
Four out of five
better
blind
than
men think they're beautiful. There you go. Better than dysentery, dude. Rated R Radio. It beats an enema. And Rated R Radio, at least you're not watching a Vin Diesel movie.
Hey, calm down, Rudy.
Hey, he might be listening, dude.
He's on the next show, dude. He's on the third show.
Say that
after this,
not
this one coming week, the next week, Vin Diesel's going to be on the show. He already called.
Hey,
Rated R Radio.
Ray. Fatty, hold on. Just so everybody knows, today is Cinco de Mayo. And it wouldn't be Cinco de Mayo without Big Mula.
Yeah! What's happening, homie? I'm sorry, fellas. I worked all night last night and all day today, and I fell asleep. And shit, I just woke up, dude, and saw that it was 10:15, and I was like, God damn, I got to call the show. What's up?
Dude,
Happy Cinco de Mayo,
place.
Y'all.
No, hold on, Mula. You got to bring it down, man, because we're not. Today's not the energy show. Today is we're like just chill talking like
real
low.
Yellow.
Man.
Hey, dude. Well, that's me. You know, y'all are all chill because y'all didn't just wake up, dude. I just woke the fuck up from about a 6-hour nap.
Okay,
well, that's good right there.
That ain't
right
no
there.
Nap. That ain't no nap. I fucking sleep, dude.
A nap
is
15, 20
minutes.
Hour nap. Nah, that's for y'all, because that's for y'all living the fucking rat race. Dude, I don't. When I say I'm going to bed, I'm going to take a nap.
Well, bro, that's like a fucking bear. I've been here for 6 months taking a six hour sleep.
Hey, that's because y'all got fucking sleep apnea, dude. That's why.
Hey, dude, you know what happens to me is, like, after I have a big meal, dude, I knock out for a couple hours. I think it's like diabetes or something.
Sounds like it too.
Do any of you guys, do your fingertips and your toes get tingly after you eat?
God damn.
Bro, yeah, you do have diabetes, brother.
Hey, Will and Fatty's fingertips and toes, they're always tingly, dude.
Fatty's fingertips and toes are covered with chocolate.
God.
Well, yeah, because sometimes the Hershey Kiss falls on the floor and I can't grab it with my hands, so my feet gotta grab it.
Oh, that's it. There you go. Do you unwrap Reese's? You unwrap Reese's with your toes.
Hey, Ray, he's got old pieces of banana stuck under his nails, and he can't get banana out.
You better post that shit on Facebook so I can put it on Facebook, dude.
Facebook. Let's talk about this shit.
You got them Winnie the Pooh toes.
Why do you? What the fucking Winnie the Pooh toes? Explain to me what Winnie the Pooh toes are, bro.
They're the toes where it looks like you're baking bread, dude.
Put all that honey
on it. Looks like you got a big old Luby's roll with some Vienna sausages at the end. What's up?
Hey, where's Dex? Where's Dex, boy?
He's driving right now.
Oh. Because he ain't got no blue teeth, huh?
Well, nah,
I think he's
dude, he didn't. he didn't pack his earphones, dude, for the trip. So this is a he's how do you say he's unplugged for the weekend, dude? Have you ever done that? Anybody? I haven't done that yet. I've been thinking about
it.
Let's make that a subject, dude. Like, just to unplug. You remember back in the days? Like, speak about things that you did before you had the iPhone, dude. Like, I had to remember everybody's phone number. I had to know all my buddies' phone numbers. That was, and I had to run for the home phone, because if I didn't catch it in time, y'all wouldn't call me back. Figure, how did I find y'all places whenever I went out, even though I had no phone and no GPS, dude?
Hey, Ray.
I had to remember all. Hey, I had to remember all the.
I was watching the news right now,
and
a guy tried to steal a python by putting it in his pants from the pet store.
He tried to kill it with his other python, dude.
An idiot, dude. He tried to steal it. What an idiot.
And here in town?
He tried to steal a python by putting it in
his
pants, dude.
Did that guy go to jail?
Oh, that's another thing that happened. Those John Jay football players beat up that referee.
That's right. Something that happened while
like
we were
4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Those
like
guys,
ago,
they fired that dude up pretty good, man.
No, it was last year, dude. It wasn't 4 years ago. It was last year.
Yeah, it was last
year.
What's
going on, dude? Hey, dude, well, you know what, dude? I know over at Jay, we were always taught, right? I know y'all always did it. You always watched your back. And the referee should have known while he was playing against Jay.
Hey, but more
importantly,
there's nobody around you, dude.
I know I had a mullet.
You keep your eye to the right.
Hey, another thing, dude. What's up with these? Oh no, I didn't have no fucking mullet.
You had a perm.
You did have a mullet. You had the curlies in the back. That's the same thing as a mullet.
I got rid of that motherfucker as soon as I could, dude. Fuck that perm. I got conned into this. That shit. I got conned into that shit.
How the hell did you get conned, dude?
How did you get conned into a perm, dude?
My brother's
like,
hey, man,
like,
you got that perm?
My brother's like, hey, dude, just get it, dude. It looked cool, but my hair wasn't long enough. That fucking was rock around looking like Shirley Temple, dude.
Hey.
You look like an extra from Saturday Night Fever. But like 20
Hey, Mulu, were they like, hey, dude, it's going to look badass. You go first, and then we'll do it.
No, my brother, he always got him, but his hair was already long enough, dude. He's like, hey, man, he goes, come on, I'll pay for it. Yeah, well, because when you get curls, do your hair get shorter, dude? Well, it doesn't get shorter, it looks shorter.
Is that why
you know what I mean?
My hair's already short, so that means it would, like, shrink up into, like, looking like a whole bunch of cubes on my head.
Uh-huh. Look like a bunch of nappy pubes on your head, dude.
Dude, I would look like one ball sack.
God dang. Hey, so what are we talking about? I saw something earlier about some Game of Thrones and Resurrection. What's that all about, dude?
Dude, I don't know, dude. I haven't started Game of Thrones. I'm hearing all this shit. So, like, when I do start it, I'll already know everything about the damn thing. It's like the fucking Captain America thing. I've already seen so many previews. I don't even got to go see the damn movie no more, dude.
Yeah, no shit. They keep changing the preview. You're right, dude. They're not previews anymore. They call them trailers, dude. They call them fucking trailers. I thought a trailer. Hey, I drive a tractor trailer, and my trailer's behind me, dude. See, I would think common sense. The trailer is after the movie, dude.
Well, these trailers were the E. Your trailers were the O.
Well, whatever. But still, trailer's a trailer, right?
No, trailer.
I don't know. Well, where's the caboose? When does the caboose come out in the movie?
No shit, right? I'm a simple man, dude. I don't look at fucking O's and E's, motherfucker. When I see trailer,
you drink OE?
OE.
You drink OE?
Not no more.
OE
makes your ass hurt.
Well, you only drank it when you had the perm. There you go.
Yeah. I was thinking fucking Colt 45 and OE.
You started wondering, right? You started wondering, like,
no,
there was a while there whenever Mula got the perm, you started rapping.
What?
Drinking OE.
OE, rapping in my 6-4.
Hey,
yeah,
but I'll say this about Mula, right?
Hey, dude.
I don't know.
Let's go off of that,
Will.
I want to tell Will. I want to ask Will Simmons said that NWA didn't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do you agree or do you disagree? Go.
Disagree.
Well, it depends, man. I mean,
it's art. I mean, I think it is art.
So should it be called the Music Hall of Fame instead of Rock and Roll?
Yeah, I think it should be called the Music Hall of Fame.
I think Ice Cube said it best. Rock and roll is a spirit. And you had people like Guns N' Roses and Slayer rocking NWA shirts, bro.
Well,
you had Anthrax doing duets with Public Enemy. You had Aerosmith and Run DMC. Dude, they can put rap groups in there. I don't have a problem with that at all, man.
I agree.
Rock and roll. I'm gonna look up rock and roll. Is
Victor? Victor. Isn't your favorite rapper Michael Jackson? You don't have any right to talk.
His name is not Victor when he's on the show. His name is Ola. You address
Michael
him right.
They don't use our real names.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. Hey, my favorite rapper is Lionel Richie, dude.
Hey, are you?
Oh, okay.
Your favorite rapper is Lionel Richie?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Shoot,
that's
both
Lionel and Richie,
dude, when they were together, they sang good.
That's only because he spoke Spanish at the end of All Night Long, dude. And Victor felt he was like
All Night Long.
Did he sing that part? He said, Mama say, but that wasn't I thought that was a different, like, from the Bahamas or some kind of shit, dude.
No, he said the word fiesta, bro.
He said fiesta?
Yeah,
he
said
fiesta. Did he come to San Antonio for spring break?
Fiesta.
Fiesta.
Forever.
What'd they say? Rock and roll is a what? Is a lifestyle?
It's a spirit.
What? It's a spirit. I just woke up, you fucking assholes.
Open up your GED dictionary and fucking learn how to read, motherfucker.
Here we go. Just because y'all graduated, y'all think I'm stupid. Fuck y'all.
I'm right there with you, dude. I'm with you, brother.
I was about to say, Ray didn't graduate either.
I didn't, man.
You did, Ray, or you didn't?
No, remember, I did the Doogie Howser thing, dude. I got out 2 years early.
No
I checked
shit?
It
you
out,
a doctor?
And then I went to college. Yeah, dude, I was a doctor for
a little bit.
But I had to go to work, so I
stopped
doing
school 2 years before you're supposed to graduate, that's not getting out early, dude. That doesn't mean you're Doogie
Howser.
Let me tell you something, dude. Nobody knew that I was in a secret class. I was a spy.
You were a fucking 21 drug deficit.
No, hey, check this out, Mula. This is how smart Ray is, bro. He befriends the cop who tried to infiltrate the John Jay drug system and then tells him where we go party every weekend. And then all of a sudden
a
our place gets busted.
And
then he shows up. Hey, guys.
So Ray wasn't the spy. He's the guy who, like, brought the spies to us.
Dude,
the fucking snitch.
I was the anti-spy because I actually got the spies, the 21 Jump Streets. I got them to take stuff. So then whatever they did was not admissible in court, and I got everybody off.
Oh, shit. That's
See,
funny.
You don't know how deep my game goes, dude. That's how
you
deep
were
like,
deep, deep, deep. You were like, Deep cover, dude? Is that what that was?
Dude, I was deep undercover, dude. I was the fifth member of NWA.
No
look
shit.
Look at the albums. Look at the albums. I'm behind Dr. Dre.
Oh, you're the Arabian Prince?
Wow, dude.
Well, this ain't a hard in it. Tour de France, Tour de France, Tour de France.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your most favorite cheesy song?
What song?
Favorite what?
I don't know. I don't know what
Lady
song.
In
You're
Red.
Supposed to tell me what song.
Lady in Red.
Lady in Red is not a cheesy song, dude. That's like a love song. Like they play like at weddings and quinceañeras and shit.
It's a cheesy song when you go on the radio.
When you're wearing blue.
I want to dedicate this to a girl that I know. She wore red one day and it reminded me of her.
Dude,
that's what
hey,
that
my,
means.
Like, have you?
My favorite cheating song is "She Wore Red Dresses" by Dwight Yoakam. You know why? Because the bitch ends up dead.
Wait a minute. Y'all are like, that ain't even what I... Did you say his favorite cheating song? Like when you mess around with somebody
else?
Yeah,
that's what you said.
No.
All right, well, I just let whoever fucking listening know that I need fucking counseling.
we're gonna send Mula to the dog whisperer.
Right.
What's your favorite cheesy, like cheese, like the cheese that you put on a hamburger? What's your favorite hamburger?
Cheeseburger. Hey, how about bacon cheeseburger, dude?
Not wrong.
This is where
Fatty gets all serious. And
I know, right? You start mentioning food and Fatty's like, hold on, let me get out my abacus. I've been waiting for this moment. Let me get out my little book.
Fatty will give you his favorite burger and 15 reasons why it's his favorite burger.
The Frontier Burger is one of my favorite ones.
What condiments he puts on?
Marlboro meat is tasty. The bread is cooked just nice. So it's the butter.
Come on, Fatty. Come on.
We ask you and you got all quiet on us like freaking like a little kid who just got asked a question in front of four people.
That's because he started sweating, dude.
he's going through hamburger withdrawal.
He's mining eating a cheeseburger. He's miming it right now. Like,
no, what's funny, yesterday I was driving around and I took my dog out for a drive and we stopped by Jack and the
Let's stop that here real quick. You took your dog for a drive? You didn't take him for a walk?
Hey, Fatty. Do you treat your dog like a baby, like one of the family?
Yes, I do.
Not like one of the family, no. That's
hey, hold on,
thing.
Ray,
like
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Somebody treats it like a baby, like holds it.
Hey, Ray.
Puts it in a little
place. Hey,
that's why he's Chuck. Hey, Ray. He took him for a drive and not a walk. That's why he's Chucky Fatty and not Chucky Skinny, dude. Because if he had taken him for a walk,
that's fucked up, dude. Don't go there with Fatty, dude.
The doggy's name
is
Chuck.
Really.
Yeah,
I have my grand dog, right? My son and my daughter love fucking dog Bruce.
Yeah.
Your grand dog?
He's a chocolate. Yeah, I call him my grand dog. He's a chocolate lab.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Exactly.
Hey, dude.
The chocolate lab. Get freaking street tramp with mixed collie and fucking chihuahua.
No, listen. Hey, this motherfucker, dude. There's a picture of this motherfucker, and my daughter-in-law is carrying him like a baby, dude. He's already fucking like 30 pounds. He's like 30 pounds already. The motherfucker's still being carried like a baby.
She got that strap.
Hey, when did your
son
get married?
When you put the doggy on the front, like walking around the zoo like a baby and shit?
That's fucked up, dude. Oh, hey, he fucking loves it, dude. He throws his paws over her shoulder and like, fucking, this is my shit.
Hey, when did your son get married? One of those photo places, right? To one of those photo places where, like, it takes a picture, like, with its arm on a ball, and it takes another picture where, like, where they dress it up like Napoleon and shit, right?
He's fucking
tall,
dude.
I was driving around my dog, and I stopped by Jack in the Box, and I order two burgers, and the guy goes, "Did you get a burger for your dog?" I go, "I sure did." I see some shit. I've never seen no one order a bacon cheeseburger for their dog. I go, "Hey, he's my ride and die partner." So,
hey, what's your dog's name? Dog you, Fatty?
No, Paco.
Paco. I had a pit bull named Paco, dude.
Do you put glasses on him like a little pamper?
My dog's a Shih Tzu. So I call him Paco.
Oh,
you should call him
Doggy Fatty. I like that. I'm going to buy a dog and call it Doggy Fatty.
Doggy Fatty.
I like it. Hey, did you ever find your dog, Ray? Juju?
Dude, my dog took off. Dude, okay, so in the first place, so anyone knows, I had a dog. His name was Juju. He came to us as Juju. So I decided to change him up, and the way I called him Juju was J-E-W-J-E-W. I even got him a sweater, right? He took off on me, dude. He fucking took off. He like we treated him good. I wasn't mean to him. I fed him. I would play with him, pet him. He would be right next to me watching TV. We opened the door, and he fucking bounced, dude, like that. He was just, he couldn't be caged. He was a free bird, dude.
What kind of dog was
it? Your house was a concentration camp.
He was a weenie dog, like a weenie dog, like a long dachshund. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was black and brown, dude. He was a badass dog, but he just, I guess he was just like a rebel. He couldn't, he didn't want to be caged, dude. He wanted to be out there looking up, trying to get it on with all the honeys.
Where'd you find him?
Every day he's like, fuck.
Where do we find him?
Man, I gotta go.
Fuck yeah, where'd you
gotta go?
Well, this is where I found it. Remember when I told you earlier in the show that I worked over at that Go-Go Lounge?
Oh, okay.
That's where he was, dude. He was making
money,
too.
That's where he was. Well, because you stopped dancing. That's why he took off. He's like, well, I can't. Like, well, the fucking
show's
over.
Yeah, I think that's
what
he probably turned to me, and he was like, you're letting yourself go, bro. I got to go back. I got to be back.
We're not
going to
earn that $27.35.
I got to make my money.
Where are you going to make? I mean, if a stripper can make $27.35 at a freaking strip club, then she'll be all right, dude. And so the dog's probably, he may probably make like
$12.75. So your dog lived, was he there that night when we went, when Jake fell asleep and rolled up to the TV?
That's exactly the day, dude. But here's the thing, dude, is like I'm not just dogless, I'm strip dogless. That was a strip dog.
Man, that's horrible, dude.
Nobody knows that, dude. I owned a strip dog. Ain't that crazy? A magic fucking Magic Fido.
Magic Juju.
He's probably somewhere,
man.
Right? He's probably somewhere with, like, all his doggy friends. Like, all the bros. They're, like, in an alley somewhere.
They're on a show right now. They're doing their own show. They're doing their own show right now, dude.
Dude, they're singing a fucking Disney song, right? Some kind of fucking Disney. I ain't nothing but a tramp. I'm in the alley. Fucking blah, blah. You know how they make them cool ass songs, dude?
They're doing the doo-wop on the corner right now, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. There's a bulldog, right? There's a little chihuahua. There's always a little chihuahua in the damn movie. If there's a dog movie, dude, there's going to be a chihuahua. Every time, right? Am I wrong?
And he's going
to pull a knife on somebody. He's going to have a Mexican accent. Shit, I already know how it goes, dude.
and then the
shit show is
always in the corner getting beat up.
What the fuck?
Why does everybody sound all crazy? Everybody sound weird, right? Did somebody put like an echo effect on that shit? Did you hear it?
Hey, did y'all hear what happened up in Michigan today?
No, what happened?
What happened,
what?
Dude? A bunch of people fucking did boring shit? Is that what?
No, there was a guy that went in there. He had this concoction in his hand of bleach, hand soap.
Is that the dude that poured everything all over the fucking
yes, over the produce.
All-you-can-eat buffet and shit?
Yeah, all over the open
what?
Food.
Now, if
you don't
put on the line, you go fuck with
this
food, dude.
This guy sprayed poison on open food at multiple markets in the Michigan area. He finally was arrested. But, like, what kind of fucking
individual... And nobody caught him? Nobody saw him do it?
Oh, no, they saw him do it, but he took off before. You know, it was kind of like...
Sure, are you
so
sure
nobody
was
actually,
that shit? You sure he just wasn't trying to make it taste nicer? Like, he didn't have, like... It was like a thing of, like, lemons and vinaigrette and shit?
Hey,
no,
Ray,
no, no.
Will, why are your people like that, dude? That's some white people shit.
Because we're creative.
Dude, why are you
creative
white people
by
ass. Fucking mayonnaise-y and shit?
Dude.
Hey, tell Trump to take his taco bowl and stick it up his ass.
Dude, fucking
Trump,
y'all always go around spending mayonnaise. Fucking
Trump, big sheen, motherfucker.
Shooting up schools.
Fucking going back to Mexico, dude.
Hey, Ray, Victor misses his family, so Trump's going to send them back for free.
Hey, why don't you white people go back to freaking Eastern Europe where you belong? Man,
yeah, no shit.
It doesn't even make sense, right?
Hey. Hey,
Trump
sends me back to Mexico, dude. The IRS is going to be out about $2 million, dude.
did you ever get? Hey, did you ever
what
get, your,
you
did you get your money back?
Huh? Yeah, I got. You know how much the motherfuckers gave me back, dude? After they took $558, took the fucking payment, and then their legal fees and all that other shit, and then all their mamba jamba, and then they gave me $1.38 back, dude.
Hey, dude, you a stripper or what?
No, the fucking Attorney General, dude. Fucking asshole. So,
how much did you have, Vic?
I had like $558 in the bank. And
you were looking for child support for your grand dog?
No. This is for my fucking shit. My kid. This is for my kids that are fucking 35 years old already, dude.
God.
Yeah.
What?
Fuck. Yeah.
So
I'll say it live on the air tonight. When the Attorney General gets something happens to him, dude. I hope nothing does. I mean, but something ever happens to him, dude, because the Attorney Generals are the ones behind all that child support bullshit. It's on their fucking grave, dude. I'll say it live on the air tonight. And I'm not kidding around. I will say it, and I'll do it when they're still
say
playing
it.
Over the fucking casket. I'll do it while they're still praying over the casket, dude.
Did you know that May is National Burger Month? That's awesome.
Well, you gotta let me know when it's National Cheeseburger with No Onions.
Did you say today is National Burger Month?
No, I said, did you know that May, not day, like your trailer and trailer. You know, May is National Burger Month.
Like two and two?
Two and two?
Yeah, like two and
two. I tell you what, if I go through
two.
The drive-thru, I order it with cheese, bacon, maybe, no onions, but if they put onions on it, I'm driving back around drive through and I'm throwing it back inside the fucking place.
What's wrong with
I
onions? They're
onions,
good for you.
I don't like onions, dude. I don't like raw onions. I hate that shit.
Yeah,
don't you want to throw
either.
It?
Man, that's mighty whitey, right?
If you hate raw onions, too, you call in today.
Right
now. Those of us that hate onions are dying against the Attorney General.
I can't stand raw onions on burgers. I can't.
What the fuck, dude? Raw onions are fucking badass. I mean, not by themselves, but on a burger.
Girl,
man.
I want to see you take a bite out of a raw onion like an apple.
No, I didn't say out of a raw onion. Fuck you. On a burger.
I want
a burger.
No, man.
On a Subway.
On
a
Subway.
It throws
yeah.
off.
Hey, this is, hey, Ray,
what?
This is how white I am, dude. I just started eating jalapenos on my nachos about a month ago.
Oh, shit.
That's fucking wild.
You're already
poor
Will. Down,
man,
poor Will.
Mexicans are already down.
Been eating nachos for 25 years, and I just now started eating jalapenos.
Hey, Will, have you had an elote yet?
I don't even know what you just said.
What
man.
Is it, like an ear?
It's a corn, dude.
Ears?
Corn in a cup.
Thank you, Ray. What is that? An ear?
Here's the thing.
Are you sure it's an
here's
ear, Ray? Are you sure?
I'm hoping so. But here's the thing.
Hey, you were saying.
Hey.
You were saying that Dex. You were saying that Dex is off the grid or what? What's up? What's up with Dex?
I was joking around. But what I was wondering is like if you would consider it right now. Like everybody, I know. Shit, if I were to think about it, dude, I go 5 minutes without my phone. I started looking around for it, having a fucking panic attack, dude.
Yeah, we've become so fucking dependent on these goddamn phones, dude.
Fucking doing radio
like, me at work, dude, at work, I do my logbook on my phone on an app. I turn in all my paperwork on an app. I don't call dispatch. We don't talk anymore. All they do is fucking text. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day where we couldn't have a conversation. Earlier, you motherfucker sent 94 fucking texts, and I call every one of y'all, and nobody fucking answers.
You're a liar.
Huh?
152 fucking tags. Well, Will did. Will answered this morning. 158 fucking tags and not one motherfucker.
From 94 to 152. What?
Well, I had an epiphany, dude. I had a moment of clarity, and it told me.
No,
yeah, some shit like
here's
that.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though. The only reason Will answers is because he's holding tight to his shit. That dude has, like, the first Nokia phone ever invented, dude. That motherfucker flips. It opens up. It's a trifold. That motherfucker's a trifold phone, dude.
Hey, Will. You got a fucking trifold, dude?
Yeah, bro.
Dude, if he wants to text us, he can't. Because he has to hit, like, the number one 7 times just to get to the fucking P.
That's the... Well, I got a couple extra fucking phones if you need them.
That motherfucker, like, his phone is so old. He has a provider that went out of business but has to keep that line open just because he won't cancel
He won't fucking
service.
Cancel it.
They're like, please,
his shit's free.
Sir. They go to Will. We will give you Cricket for free for life if you just switch over.
But I've had his number forever. I've had the same number for fucking 30 years.
Your bill covers. Your covers this one poor operator who's still on the fucking line.
I asked to borrow his phone, and he gave me Zach Morris's phone from Saved by the Bell.
Victor, don't laugh like you've ever seen Saved by the Bell, dude. You don't know what that is.
Oh yeah,
I've never seen. I know who's
a cell phone.
You know why,
WorldCom
dude?
And shit.
Hey, I know who Zach Morris is because that motherfucker was on crack a few years ago, and they had him all over the fucking news, dude.
Did they really? I thought he stayed straight.
Him and that other fucking Screech motherfucker, dude. That was a drug addict motherfucker. That Screech motherfucker was a fucking drug addict.
Hey,
yeah,
hold
dude,
up.
Not Zach Morris,
hold up. Let's try for the next
don't you ever put
down
Zach Morris. Don't you ever put Zach Morris in
a
bad
light. Let's see
what
you can do.
The what, Matty? What?
Let's try... Let's see how long Mula can go without saying motherfucker. Ready?
Oh,
no,
dude.
Hey,
I'm a C student, dude. Don't give me them kind of tests, dude. Don't give me those kind of tests, bro.
That motherfucker.
I even say it in Spanish. Pinche screech, hijo de chingada madre.
Well, that was 15 seconds.
He was a chingamaitis motherfucker, Spanish, for all you fucking Hispanically challenged motherfuckers.
That Screech at the end, though. You got to end it with Screech.
Fucking Screech.
Hey, you know what? Go the longest you can, saying bad words all the way up and end it with Screech. Let's see how long you can go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Do what? Say a bunch of bad words and then end it with Screech? Is that what you said?
That's exactly what he said.
There you go.
Hey, Will, was that on the fucking curriculum, motherfucker?
do you want me to put them on mute, Vic, so you can do it?
Dude, I sent you the outline
me,
for the show and everything. You know that this is all scripted.
Is it?
No.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, I hadn't slept in 32 fucking
right
hours.
Now. Look, I'm looking at the script right now. At that point was where Mula was to say, is it? And it has a question mark and an exclamation point. See?
Oh, this guy's about to hit a truck,
dude.
That's
not
his
new catchphrase.
This dude's about to hit a truck, dude. He's trying to back in, and he don't know what the fuck he's doing, and he's going to hit that fucking truck, dude. It's going to be funny. I love watching motherfuckers smart.
They enjoyed it.
Live from Mula's window.
Okay, you ready, Mula? Ready? Go ahead and mute us, brother. Let's hear him say it for as long as he can with Screech at the end, dude.
Any, whatever?
Yeah, all in Spanish. Spanish and English. Mix it together.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good, dude.
There we go. Ready?
Go.
Go for it, Will.
Fuck, motherfucker. Hijo tu pinche madre. Chica tu madre. Culero. Pinche güey. No hable verga. Ojete. Tu pinche abuela. No hable madre. Screech.
Ha, 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 ha,
Fuck, I should have said it in Spanish. I should have said screech.
Okay, we'll do it again. Take two.
Here we go. One, two, three, go.
Forgot it. After motherfucker Victor forgot English, he didn't even know how to fucking speak English after that.
I'm bilingual, dude. I'm bilingual there. That's how I cut motherfuckers out. Okay, and I'm going to say screech with a fucking Spanish accent.
Okay, ready?
And I'll
translate
it.
1, 2, 3, go.
Fuck, motherfuckers, you got the mighty pinche wey culero. You're a fucking asshole. Suck my dick. Pinche abuelita no vale verga. Pinche güero culero, lávate el ojete. Screech.
He said, this is what he said, Ray. He said, Donald Trump will be a great president, and I hope that his vice president is Screech.
Is a Screech.
Screech for vice president. There you go, dude. Let's make those
two. There you go. I guess with all this Trump shit, I'm getting ready for the purge because, you know, that shit's next. We're going to have a purge.
Dude, the world's going to hell.
Trump
dude,
is not
going to
become
sure,
president,
bro. He is.
Trump's
going to
be the president, dude. You need to accept that,
He's
Will.
He's not going to be the president. He's going to be defeated in one of the worst landslides in presidential history. He's done, dude.
Well, okay.
Defeated. Like he's a boxer.
Realistically, right now, since now they're the GOP nominees, well, he is for the Republican side. And it's
hey,
still a
don't get political
Bernie,
on us. Don't
Hillary.
Bring out the GOPs.
No.
Don't get all gangster, dude. Don't get all gangster, dude.
Hey, Ray, let's do this.
Street on 34.
Ray, let's do this. Instead of, like, getting political, let's try and think of what GOP stands for.
Exactly. I know the GOPs. They're off of 34th Street. I know those dudes. You don't mess around.
Dude. Hey, those dudes,
the GOPs.
Those dudes are badass. They run with the Scorpions, dude. From 36th and Old Highway 90, dude.
With the
no,
band?
They run with the Scorpions from 36th Street and Old Highway 90, dude.
Scorpion.
No. Ray.
Orale,
we know it stands for. We know it stands for Grand Old Party. I'm saying let's try and reinvent the GOP. Like, let's figure out what it
is. Ah, dude, you can't reinvent the GOP, dude. The GOP's been around since my grandfather's grandfather.
Hey, güeros, ojetes, pendejos. That's what that stands for.
Screech.
There you go.
Screech.
Dude, the only thing I could think of was Gary's Old Peppers.
Gary's Old Pepper. Where's that place at? Do they serve hot dogs? That sounds good, actually. We'll get some Gary's Old Pepper. It sounds good, right? If you were to say that, like if we were out partying.
Yeah, it does sound good. That sounds like a good
hey, do you want to go get Gary? Do you want to go eat over at Gary's Old Pepper? So, yeah, dude, you fucking Gary's Old Pepper.
Yeah, sausage and pepper.
You still have those beans? Do you still have those beans? That cup of beans?
I thought of Gina's Old Pussy.
Who?
Does that work, Gina's Old Pussy?
Gina's Old Pussy? Yeah, she's a whore, dude.
That sounds like a fish place.
Dude, I saw Fatty with her a long time ago, dude, over at the pub. Dude, he was all drunk. And he left with Gina's
grapefruit
pussy,
or pineapple?
Well, I choose pineapple, dude. Well, actually, grapefruit's kind of good, too. As you get older,
gas
you
gas or petrol?
When you're little,
grapes on pussies?
What?
Grapes on pussies? Maybe.
Hey, dude, what about good old papas?
Good old papas. Here you go.
Dude, you never get around with that. Whenever grandma makes some of those good old papas, she makes one on the side with the beans on the side in the same frying pan. That's how you know whenever something's good when you add that at the end. I'm like, hey, you want some tortillas? Yeah, I want some of the tortillas with the butter and the.
Hey,
Glass.
Here's a fact that you motherfuckers didn't know about.
Pedro.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Mula. Tell us what's the
hey,
big fact here, of the fact
goes,
of the
day. In
of Panzas.
What?
Oh, go, Mula. I'm sorry, dude. I'm just speaking to myself, man. I'm trying to figure out.
Dude. You keep going, dude. We'll have you in the background. Go ahead, Mula.
Here's a fucking fact that y'all maybe didn't know. When you turn your AC on in a fucking in the cab of an 18-wheeler,
uh-huh.
It'll freeze your fucking balls off, dude. I got up shaking like a fucking chihuahua a little while ago, dude, when I woke up.
Hey, dude, how come this fucking nose on the air conditioner is, like, amazing, but not in any other car? Like, whenever you have another
glowing
car, forever to
ostrich
get
patas.
I like it.
Hey, Will, you're not going to survive in Ohio, dude.
No shit. Do they serve that at Gary's Old Peppers?
Grams of peaches.
Hell yeah.
Grams of pot.
Why we go there?
Because when they legalize weed, dude, I'm a fucking pothead, dude.
Here's how it goes, dude. It's just like Fatty said, dude. Donald Trump's gonna become president, dude. I don't know. Everybody's gonna freak out. They're gonna finally make that Running Man show where they fucking kill people on TV, and the fucking Death Ray 2000. They're gonna fucking end up doing what was that other shit that y'all talked about? That they were gonna have the purge and shit where everybody can go
purge,
kill people at fucking in the middle of the night. I think that was like, and then later on we'll be talking about. They'll put it on as a meme on Facebook where it'll be like, remember when they told the future? And everybody's going to be like, whoa.
Fucking Trump's going to be president, dude. Y'all can fucking nay it all
you
want.
He's
not
going to be president.
Okay. I'll call you fucking when he's president, dude. I'll call you when I'm fucking president.
You might try and call me, dude, but my cricket will be disconnected by this.
No more Zach fucking... Shit.
Zach fucking
Morris.
What's his name? Zach Morris.
Zach Morris. Yeah, no more
Greed.
Fucking Zach Morris telephone.
You know, I watch a lot of those like the Where Are They Now and the you know stories about like kid stars and shit like that. You'd be surprised.
No,
a lot of them fucking kids like from Full House. One of the girls from Full House was like a fucking bad, real bad drug addict. And,
hey, he don't
want to
add
yeah.
at the end, right? He's always like, I watched the stars and this. He don't want to add at the end of the Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. I watched those two, dude. They're funny. Those bitches are fucking hilarious. Those bitches are hilarious.
So the movie Civil War is coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a Captain
dude. That
America
was a
movie,
fucking
right?
travesty, dude. Back in the days of over slavery and stuff like that. That's a nuts thing, dude. Our,
is
our
that
country
the Civil War or the
shit.
Captain America? The Captain America Civil War. Which one are you talking about?
What happened over there?
Captain America Civil War, bro.
Oh, yeah. Fuck them fucking
the Ray's talking about slavery and states' rights.
Remember that shit?
Ray.
Remember Abraham
hey,
Lincoln?
Hey, Ray, we're the wrong color to be talking about fucking slavery, dude. Me and Fatty, the wrong fucking color, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the fucking NAACP, all those motherfuckers. They're going to be... flipping through the internet one day, fucking scrolling through the internet, and they're going to fucking find where you said something about slavery, dude, and then they're going to call us.
I'm talking about it being a travesty.
Well, yeah, but now, then they're going to want reparations from us, dude.
Did I use the word right? Hey, Will, remember we were talking earlier today? Did I use travesty right?
Right.
That's my word for the day.
Yeah,
travesty.
Yeah, it's my buddy
hey,
travesty.
Has any of y'all ever pissed in a Gatorade bottle?
Cabrón. And then try and get a girl to drink it? Yes, we did.
And throwing it out the window, dude, with no cap? When there's a cocktail game?
I cut on?
Yeah.
In your freezing
you
air conditioner?
No. This is out the window. This is out the window. They call them trucker bombs, dude. Don't ever tailgate a trucker because it might be me, and I'll drop a Gatorade bottle full of piss, dude, and blast your car with it.
Hey, are you going to tie a girl to one end, like where you rip her apart, like on that fucking Hitchhiker movie and shit?
No, I don't do that
shit.
Mula
got
like Ray, we're about to wrap
missing
it up.
Kids in his back of his truck and shit.
No, what?
What was the music? That was a badass theme from The Hitchhiker. That was a badass theme.
A theme?
Yeah, remember The Hitchhiker, the movies on HBO?
That's
exactly the one. Do you remember that shit? That shit scared the shit out of you. Make you not want to fucking drive across country by yourself.
It was the intro, right? It was the intro.
Yeah. Dude, but if I'm by myself, dude, I'm not going to stop and pick up an old grown man and let him in my fucking car, dude.
Hell no, dude.
Man,
you don't do that,
if you're lonely enough, you might.
I ain't ever going to get that lonely, dude. Never ever to get a fucking strange, big, fucking scary man in my car with me by myself.
Okay, Ray, we're about to wrap it up. What do we have to look forward to next week?
Next week, we're going to do the draft, dude. We're going to talk about Star Wars. Vin Diesel's going to be on the show. So is well, this is the thing you gotta know. It's Vin Diesel, but it's a Chinese dude. It's actually PHINDISEL. Vin Diesel. Dude, on next week's show, dude, we're gonna do some crazy shit. I'm gonna start my lawnmower while on the show. We're gonna fucking crinkle up fucking tissue paper. Someone's gonna bounce a ball. It's fucking crazy, dude. Just fucking. You know what? I think Dexter next week when he comes on the show, he's gonna eat an apple without washing it.
Oh hell no!
I'm telling you, dude. This fucking show's getting off the hook, dude. We're doing some crazy shit.
Off the motherfucking hook, dude.
I'm gonna wear boots on
the
next show. So y'all better.
How about
people
he
need
eat
to listen
some
in.
Lettuce?
I'm gonna be wearing boots.
Hey, how about Dex eat some lettuce next week without washing it, dude?
Oh, I don't know why that sounds nasty, dude. To eat that outside layer, that's all fucking full of dirt and shit like that.
Take a big bite of that fucking outside layer so he can get fucking rickets and shit, dude. Fucking rickets.
Hey, you know what?
Fucking
hey, Mullen, go ahead and send us out with your maldiciones with Screech.
Orale, vato. Ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Motherfucker, culero. Chica, tomate, pinche puto, motherfucker, son of a bitch. So, pinche abuelita le pesta el culo. Screech.
No, Victor, when you said that, was that an actual sentence?
No. Well, no, that's a greeting that I use with my brothers. Whenever they call me, I go, what's up, pinche puto, motherfucker, son of a bitch, culera.
Now
I gotta add a screech to it.
Okay, I like that.
Right on.
All right. Well,
hey, dude, we've had two shows of no rhyme or reason, dude. Now we're gonna have to get back on the formula, dude, and get back over to the freaking.
Dude, that's your fault.
You better put our intro on. You better put our outro
on.
Man.
Hey,
I'm gonna
choke
you.
Hey, wait. Whoa. This is all Mr. Thrill's volunteer time, dude. Don't be fucking requiring him to do shit, dude. What the fuck is wrong?
Yeah, I'm not getting paid for this.
What are we, Will? Are we your food bank?
He's volunteering for us, dude. We're his charity case, dude.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
We are his
just passes by us and throws his change, dude. That's how I got my stripper money, dude.
We're right. You're right, Fatty. We're his pro bono work, dude.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
man.
He
gets paid to produce another show for real, dude. That's why he does ours like this one.
Yeah.
He learned what not to do on his real show.
Exactly. I listen to y'all and say, "Yep, not going to do that."
All right, guys. Well, good night. Night.
All right, Fatty, stay fat.
Hey, I'm going to start paying for the manuscripts of this shit. See how many times the word fuck comes out. I mean, probably about 7,000 times. Dude.
That might
probably
be true.
Especially with whatever he said.
Screech.
Hey,
right.
Hey, Fatty,
hey,
don't act like you don't speak Spanish, way.
I know, right? He's from Spain now.
Hey, y'all are getting too ethnic. Calm down. Come back to America. Now listen,
hey,
before we go,
we're all upset about this Trump thing. Hey, you know
super,
what? That's Will Trump. Will Trump
what
is
superpower
right
hero. What superhero power do you wish you had if you were a superhero, Fatty?
Being invisible.
What about you, Mola?
I wish I could stretch. Hey, and I
stretch
put a lot of
penis.
Thought into that.
Stretch that penis?
Yeah. Yeah, just about maybe half an inch, dude. Just give me a little bit of edge. I already got about 8, so I only need about another half, dude.
There you go.
You wish that when you dropped your phone on the floor that you could actually stretch down and reach it on the floor without throwing your back out?
Oh, that's fucked up, dude. That's fucked up. I thought we were homeless for fucking 30 years.
I would like the ability to keep Mula from stretching and fucking Fatty from being invisible.
You want to disable our fucking superpower?
Yes, I want the ability to disable your superpower, dude, to like bring you back to my level.
That's actually a really good superpower, man. Disabling other superpowers.
Yeah, it's called the asshole.
Yeah. Fucking dick.
No, that's where he puts the quarters from his stripping gig.
Yeah,
I have an outfit and it's all super jerk, right? And freaking, I come around you on fucking, you can't do shit no more. You're just regular people.
Like, don't invite Ray. Oh shit, there goes our.
Hey, no wonder Juju the stripper dog ran away, dude. You're always you're fucking player hating his ass, dude.
Oh yeah, dude. I was hating on him. He was making more money than me. Fuck that dog. You
and
know what I did? I bought a piñata shaped like a dog, and I just put that next to my feet on the ground next to the sofa, dude, and fucking just leave it at that.
All right, fellas. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, we'll see y'all. Appreciate it, man. Bye.
You let us screech?
Yeah, right. What's up?
Okay.